Welcome to Nemeter. It's day 7 of this 2018 Kura-Kura shift, otherwise known as the 14th of December. So we're putting this talk out on Planetary Tantra so that everybody, subscribers and full members, can listen to it. And we're just going to clarify a few points about what's behind the paywall of Nemeter and what's for subscribers. And the reason that we're doing that is because we're coming up to the 18th of December, which is the 3-month anniversary of the launch, the beta launch of Nemeter. So we just want to clarify a few points.
Questions that have come up over the past 2 months or so, and a couple of objections, just a couple. The large majority of responses have been
very positive.
Yes.
Best thing that's ever happened. A few people have said, which I think Nemeter deserves. So, I want you, John, to explain, because the accusation, there's only been a couple, the accusation has been, oh, so you're monetizing Sophia now.
That is the exact language.
Yeah.
That was in the email.
Yeah.
I have monetized Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, here is my response to that, straight and simple and fast and easy. Absolutely not. I have absolutely not monetized Sophia at all. I'd like to remind everyone that although most of the content from MetaHistory, almost all of it, is in migration to Nemeter, the homepage of MetaHistory contains an important statement, and there are a few elementary pieces still on MetaHistory. We're working on that, by the way. I have to, when we have some spare time, Ginny and I have to go back and put some highlights of MetaHistory on MetaHistory as samplers, so that people who go there or have been going there over a number of years will know that it's still staked out on the internet. But if they want the content in a new form, they come to Nemeter. But one thing that you find on MetaHistory now is the Sophianic narrative, the fallen goddess scenario. I am not selling it. I will not sell it, even though I have a right to sell it, if you want to use that judicial language. I have an author's right to the intellectual property of the fallen goddess scenario because I recovered and reconstructed it as a scholar.
And you've done that over years. It didn't happen overnight. It's
no.
Something, it's always ongoing, isn't it? It's always in development.
It took me about 12 years to come to the initial construction of it, and then it's been ongoing and developing and unfolding since then. So I'm now at FGS 5.0. And all of that is the Sophia material, yes. And I have said, and I stand by this, that the Sophianic vision story is the birthright of the human species. So I'm not going to sell you your natural birthright as Anthropos, as Rome. But at the same time, I ask you to bear in mind that the fact that you have that birthright at all is due to the work of scholarship of a particular individual. It wouldn't be there without the scholarship that allowed me to put it together. So it's there, it's free. And when you come over to Nemeter, the entire body of Planetary Tantra is also free and available to all subscribers.
And members.
So that's why we're posting this talk, which is kind of an advisory talk, on the PT page, in order to make a number of things clear. So, no, I'm not monetizing the Sophianic narrative, nor am I monetizing the Terma or Planetary Tantra. Also, I would add, I could monetize Planetary Tantra because it is also the package that I created. It's the packaging of the Terma. So who created the package? I created the package based on my previous studies and work. So again, it's my intellectual property. But I'm happy and proud to offer it to the world at no charge. By contrast, what am I offering at charge, I prefer to say by donation, on Nemeta?
So what's behind the paywall?
What's behind the paywall? Well, most of you who know who I am know that I'm a self-educated scholar. I dropped out of college when I was 17. And even long before my college days, I began quite young my journey of knowledge. And so I built up a body of knowledge over the years. And because I'm something of a LARPing autist, I have played different roles in the representation of the knowledge that I've developed. So there's the role of the navigator, there's the role of the teacher of poetics, the teacher of humanities, there's the role of the teacher of sky watching.
Celestics.
There's celestics. Now celestics, which is part of the Nemeta curriculum, is entirely my creation. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Gnostic and Sophianic message as such, although you get to the message through celestics.
All your work leads into all of your work.
All of my work leads into all of my work, and the heart of all of my work is not mine but yours. Therefore, the heart of the work is free. But the great body of my work is like the collection of the lectures and writings of a professor, or more precisely, of 16 professors. Now, in the time that I developed that work, I was not ever paid for it. Occasionally, I receive payment for doing a lecture, like I used to lecture in London and give talks, seminars in the United States going way, way back. As for my books, I may as well throw this in case anyone's wondering. Oh, he's a published author. He lives from the income of my books.
Tell them how much you get.
Yeah, that's a laugh.
It's heartbreaking.
It is.
What you get from Not in His Image is heartbreaking.
It is. It's heartbreaking. It pains me in May and November to see the revenues come in from Chelsea Green for that book. And that is, so far, the only book from which I receive any revenues. So I don't make money off my books. Very few writers do. And any good writer will tell you that it's a very hard vocation in that respect. It doesn't pay, especially in the atmosphere that we live in today. So bear with me a moment while I enumerate the Gaian alchemy I created years ago in Santa Fe. So it's all pre-Terma, pre-Sophianic myth. Cosmology is my specialty. The Grail Studies is a work of scholarship. Gnosis Today is my redevelopment of Gnosticism, which is again a scholarly achievement. Metacritique is something I completely pulled out of my arse. Living Myth is my work as a mythologist. Poetic Craft, which is coming up soon, is an aspect of my teaching of the humanities and the transmission that I received from my mentor in college.
Can I just interject? Tell them what you just said to me about poetics before we had this conversation. Because I'm not interested in poetry, and I think a lot of people are turned off by poetry. But you said that poetry, the poetics course, fits.
Totally. It's totally integral.
With the entire work.
And with Gnosticism, shamanism, and Telestics and Sophianic mysticism. It fits perfectly with it. I realize when you run down the list of the curriculum, which I have on the lap right here, then it kind of sticks out, you know, what's he doing? Is he going to force his poetry on us? You know, anyone who knows me knows that I'm extremely reticent about sharing, I hate that word, sharing, my poetry with anyone. No, I am preparing now the course landing page for 7, Poetic Craft. And on the course landing page, there's a talk, which means that any subscriber can hear this talk.
Any subscriber can freely look at the landing pages to each course. So everybody will be able to see this.
But they can't access the curriculum unless they're members. And because it stands out as a sort of odd jewel in the full setting of jewels, I explain in the talk why it is relevant, and I come in with the line which is my tease line and my invitational line, whether or not you like poetry, if you look at this course, it will tell you something that you've never seen before. It will tell you something about poetry that you don't know now. And then you can decide, okay, well, I know that now and I'm still not interested. Fair enough. But I'm giving everyone the chance to get a glimpse of where I'm going with poetic craft. And you will see that it is completely integral and coherent with the curriculum of the Mystery School. So Kali Yuga is, again, my specialty, the world ages, precession of the equinoxes. Biomysticism is something I cooked up. Sky watching is my expertise. Contraviolence, I'll get back to that in a moment. The humanities is entirely my offering of really in the humanities course. If it gets up and running, I will, in fact, be in the role of a professor offering dissertation level humanities to those selected students who would go down that road with me. Celestics is a whole enormous project that I created independent of the Terma. We're going to launch that in the spring. And the GNE, of course, the GNE is totally rooted in the Terma. It's rooted in the Sophianic mythos, and yet it is an independent work of art. So on it goes.
I think people that have followed your work for a long time, so they were following the GNE and they were constantly using meta-history, would possibly object, well, we got all that for free, and now it's behind a paywall.
Well, we haven't exactly put the GNE behind a paywall yet, have we? We don't know exactly how we're going to manage that.
No.
No.
To be decided.
Quite. Right.
It's ready to go. A few little polishes need doing here and there. It's ready to go. But the primary decision to be made is how we are going to present that on Nemeta. It may be behind a small paywall.
That's right.
Just to keep fans coming into the school.
Exactly. Because it's important to know that the GNE material, which consists of, what, 140 talks?
Loads of talks and text.
Yeah, and a lot of text, is connected to a project of Terma Publishing, which is the GNE logs, which when they come to be published, not if, but when they come to be published, will constitute a work of 10 volumes of about 300 pages each. And I want to see it beautifully done, beautifully designed as a book with illustrations, beautifully formatted, because this is a chronicle of a tremendous moment in the life of our species.
And Sophia.
And Sophia's life, because it's the tracking of her reset process. And so in that vein, how are we going to do that? Well, the membership donations that come in are allowing us to sustain Nemeta and build it. But in order to produce the GNE logs, we need more resources. So what we're thinking is that the GNE, when we figure out how to dose it and how to let it out in a coherent way, will be relatively free, but with the suggestion of, can you donate so that we can get a fund for the GNE logs?
No, it would be... You have to donate.
You have to donate. Okay. You're the one who has the final call on that. But in that case, you will be told, you will be shown that the purpose of your donation is to go into a dedicated fund to produce.
Well, it would be the transcription project,
right,
coming into public, to be published. And it will go directly to that fund.
Thanks to Simon in Australia.
And Jane Lund.
And some other dedicated students, we have transcriptions. And what are the transcriptions? They are the electronic text form of the spoken talks.
Yeah.
So we're a great part of the work to get the GNE logs done is there. So that's Project of Terma Publishing, shall be a Project of Terma Publishing. Another thing I want to point out is that when you go to Nemeta, and I'm going there right now, and when you click on the Turton and the Terma, if I can find it, yes, everyone can go to the landing page of the Turton and the Terma. And you will see that it says in the first paragraph, in its totality, The content of Nemeta draws from the total creative output of John Lash over two periods of time, pre-terma and post-terma. And the moment in time dividing these two periods is April 2008.
When you got the terma?
When I got the initiation going into the terma. So there you have it. It can't be any clearer than that. So the terma, which is never sold and does not belong to anyone, the terma is the guru, and PT and everything that came after 2008, a lot of what came after 2008, is free and will always be free. The rest of it is just my achievement.
And you are working so hard at rehashing, reworking the material that's on Nemeta.
I'm working harder than I thought I would, I have to confess. Mm. And so I'm required to practice what I preach and follow my own rule and at least enjoy it. And I must say that there are moments when it is extremely satisfactory. Can you imagine being my age? Don't even try. And pulling together this body of work and the diversity and richness of it is, I can savor it. I can savor my own achievement. And that is quite lovely. Quite lovely.
And you're able, because you're going into each course and organizing blocks into 101, 102, 103. So the aim is to get all of the courses in Nemeta 101 blocks organized by the 6-month period of Nemeta being online.
Right. I'm looking forward to a second launch of Nemeta, which is to say a celebratory launch, what would be in the spring, March or April. And that's when all the 101 blocks would be intact, and we could then build to 102 blocks and the 103 blocks.
But the thing is, as you are going back into your material that you wrote, some of it 12, 15 years ago, and organizing the blocks, there's such a big period of time where your self-education has given you another dimension to that work. So when you're going back into block 101 of whatever course it is, you're constantly adding more insight to what you've already done because you know more, of course.
And I fiddle with the dials a little bit. You know, I tune the material in subtle ways and sometimes not so subtle ways. To tell you the truth, I'm quite surprised at how much of it just stands up as it is.
I agree.
But when it needs to be corrected, well, I'm right there. I've said that the aspect of any Gnostic, and particularly a Gnostic teacher, is self-correction. And self-correction is a part of the discipline. Speaking of which, let me talk about Course 12. And this brings up the subject of the recent deletion of a thread in the Planetary Tantra Forum. Would you like to address that for a minute?
Sure. We got the PT Forum launched. I knew that people would want to share information and intel that they were researching themselves on humanity's great problem. So I created a thread saying, just dump your intel, articles, videos here. And I think there were about 86 comments dropped into that thing. And you were actually away in the north of Europe, and I felt uncomfortable. It just didn't sit right in the school. It wasn't why the school was created, and it just didn't sit well. It was overstepping boundaries. And then when we spoke about it, you said exactly the same thing.
I was feeling the same thing at the same time up north.
And a few other people have said the same thing too.
That's right.
So it's obviously the right decision.
So there is going to be an option which you will offer.
Yeah, I'm working on it now. We've got a place, an off-campus place for people to go and do that. No one's going to monitor anybody on that. You can just go there and do your thing. I will join you because when you find this information, you feel desperate to share it with other people. So that will be announced soon. There's going to be an off-campus place for you to go and
an off-campus venue to discuss this material. Of course, it is a very great fact that the key clue to this problem comes in the Gnostic material, in what I call the Gnostic warning, which is found in Irenaeus, and I've cited it many times. However, I'm going to ask everyone formally, all members and subscribers, to follow this guideline. Anyone who refers to the problem and to the problematic agencies can use the term Zenosh, to spell with an X, because it uses the Greek prefix Zeno, which is in the word xenophobia. So Zeno means something that is alien, strange, or other. So who are the Zenosh? They are the ones who declare themselves to be, in effect, alien to humanity. They are other than humanity, superior to humanity.
God's chosen.
God's chosen is one of the memes that they use. Now, I want you to use the word Zenosh exclusively on campus. And as you do so, bear in mind that the word you're using is a precise Gnostic terminology, and it has a very precise, concise syntax. Zenosh consists of two components. One is a racially identified component, and the other is not racially identified. So, for instance, you've probably all heard the shocking news about what happened in California and how paradise had to be burned down so that Jerusalem can be built. This is the way I'm playing with those memes. And some of you may agree that there's no doubt that to some extent, although not entirely, DEWs were used in that event as they were used at 9/11. So in order for DEWs to be used in such a flagrant act of genocide and outright open murder, really like a porn film, like 9/11 was a porn film.
Another snuff movie.
In order for that to happen, there have to be people who design the drones, man the drones, people who work for Raytheon, people who work for Lockheed Martin. Those are Zenosh. But they are not necessarily racially identified Zenosh.
So Trump, Theresa May,
right,
Angela Merkel. Actually, Angela Merkel is of the tribe.
Racially identified Zenosh, yeah. Right.
So it's a general term.
That's right. For the enemies of life and those who hold themselves apart from humanity, the Rome and the Anthropos, and either want to enslave and dominate it or want to entirely destroy it. That's the Zenosh. So use it with that knowledge. Use that word. It's a very powerful word. And use it consciously and use only that word on campus. If you want to go off campus and discuss these other matters, you'll be provided with an option to do that. So
let's just go back to clarify what's going on behind the paywall. I think the two grey areas are Turton and the Terma. Turton and the Terma, breaking news.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because your Dakini weather watches are going behind breaking news.
That's right.
And people that follow the GNE or they caught up with the GNE post the GNE period, you were giving them celestial intel on what to follow. So why aren't Turning the term and breaking news, free for all.
Very good question. When I finished with the Mandela Effect Decoded channel, I finished the investigation, which I structured in 64 talks. That in itself was a momentous undertaking, but it took me 6 months.
I'm laughing because I remember you turning around to me and someone else saying, "Oh yeah, I think I can do it in 64 talks." What? And you were spot on 64 talks.
And after that, I spun my wheels a little. I got into a number of other things, finally led to the Charlotte Working. And the last time I looked, there was like 2,700 subs on Mandela Effect Decoded. Now, I just recorded a talk about telestics, which I'm putting on Planetary Tantra. It's called No Scrubs in the Supernatural. Okay? Look, I could easily turn around and put that talk on Mandela Effect Decoded or three other YouTube channels that I have that I haven't started to use yet. But let's say that I put it free out on Mandela Effect Decoded. Or let's say that I took the next Bikini Weather Watch, which is going to be available exclusively to members in breaking news, and I put it on Mandela Effect Decoded. Why don't I do that? Why don't I continue doing that? I really came to a threshold with that when I realized that, one, there are so few people who would appreciate that kind of material put out in a public medium that it was really a waste of my time to put it out like that.
I think a good analogy, you have hit a brick wall so many times since you've been on the internet, since 1997, you've hit a brick wall so many times. Who am I speaking to? Why am I bothering? Who the fuck is listening to me?
That's right.
Now
I know who's listening to me, and that makes a huge difference to me.
Well, it motivates you and inspires you. And
it does. And also, those who are members who exclusively hear the Dakini Weather Watch reports now, not only are versed in the intel, they're my sounding board, but by the fact that they are members, they are giving support to Nemeta. And that gives me moral support, because I want Nemeta to grow and thrive, to be here when I'm not here.
And the thing is, it does take a lot of time and effort for you to do a Dakini weather report. It's not like you're sitting on the loo and it just, oh, you write it on the back piece of blue paper. It does take your time and your effort to do those things.
Indeed, I would compare it to imagine Stravinsky or Rachmaninoff. They are known for doing great compositions, like Stravinsky composed The Rites of Spring. But Stravinsky also composed little minor pieces. So here's Stravinsky in the morning after he's had his breakfast and his 9 sneezes. Stravinsky said that he always had to sneeze 9 times in the morning before he could work, composing a little piece of chamber music. Well, that's very complicated to do. Even though it's not a huge orchestration, it takes concentration. It's a composition. So it's time intensive what I do. And I don't mind doing it. I enjoy doing it. But as you say so well, I hit a wall time and time again because I didn't know who I was giving it to. I don't mind giving it. Imagine you have a treasure to give, but you don't know who you're giving it to. That's been my dilemma. And this dilemma is now solved.
Because of Nemeta, the brick walls that you've hit throughout your online teaching career, you've now got an escape tunnel to get through and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And I have structure, I have delivery platform, and everything that will continue to function when I'm no longer here. So all the revenues that members send in go to maintain Nemeta, and that's fine with me. One final remark on course 12. Okay? I'm working on course 12. It's sealed off right now. It's in private.
Contraviolence.
Setting. Contraviolence. Now, you could regard course 12 as a big auditorium room. So you go through the door marked 12. It says contraviolence in it.
And you've got loads of people in there with feathers in their hair and wall paint. And
they've all got their faces painted for
come
sure.
On.
No. It's not like that. It just looks like an ordinary classroom with students sitting around with their notebooks, not their laptops, their notebooks they write in by hand, and there I am teaching contraviolence. However, there is a doorway out of that hall marked with a big exit sign, and it's marked, in fact, exit to KWP. Now, whatever I do on contraviolence, whatever I put in Block 101, is going to be appropriate to the school and it's going to be within the boundaries of the material of the school.
Can I just say something while you're there, which I didn't bring up when we were talking about the thread of dumping intel, and now we're going to go off campus to do that.
Right.
The only rule that she gave you when you first made contact was watch your boundaries and make yourself comfortable.
That's right.
That thread was overstepping boundaries for Nemeter School, and it was making us feel uncomfortable.
That's right. There you go. So we were not following her rules. So that's why we revised it. I will follow strict boundary rules in presenting contraviolence. And then, if anyone wants to leave that auditorium, 12, and go through exit to KWP, they can go there, but that is no longer a campus activity. That's extramural, to use the technical language.
And we're just developing now how to do this. Where to do this?
Where to do this? That's right. Where is a really big question. Because some components are already, you know, on the internet. I mean, the Calico War Party YouTube channel has been on the internet for 4 years.
More
than that, yeah.
So.
And other materials, which I won't mention right now, which are very transgressive because they contain things that you are immediately banned for if you talk about them on YouTube now, are also there, and they've been there for quite a while. So we don't know how to handle that yet, do we?
No.
No.
It will come. It's a Kurukula shift.
Yeah.
She'll guide us.
We're getting a lot of great tactical intel here from Kurukula, and we'll know by the end of the shift, certainly by completion, we'll know that. And that's really good, because you can imagine what an issue that is for me. And we're talking about, okay, if you want to call it that, you know, the paramilitary branch of Planetary Tantra, call it what it is, the activist branch. And I have things to say about that, but they are not appropriate within the walls of the mystery school.
Clear enough.
Good. Well, I think that about covers it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'd like to talk about people who are having problems navigating the school. So, John and I were both at the same point that you were at in May last year when our beloved German friend came to stay here to help set up the school. We didn't know what we were doing. We couldn't navigate it. And we've just learned over time. It's an experiential learning process. And one gets used to it.
Yeah, I compared it to my short time at the university before I got thrown out and went to on my journey around the world at the University of Maine. You know, I can picture the campus of the University of Maine quite vividly right now. And I was in Corbett Hall on the second floor. I could look out at the mall. But when I got there as a young kid in the September of 1963, just before Kennedy was assassinated, I walked around the campus and I couldn't find my way around the campus a couple of months.
They're mini cities, aren't they?
They are. Mm. There's the bookstore over there. There's the student union. Where do I go for this course? Where do I go for that course? Where do I go for my art course? You know, and it took a while to familiarize myself with the setup of the campus. It's the same thing here.
So the analogy is we're all stumble bumming around it. I'm learning every single day how this website works. Every day I have discovered something new. Either I stumble bum it upon it myself, or someone will write to me telling me that that's how they stumble bummed across something else. So we're constantly updating the frequently asked questions, the FAQs page. The more feedback you give me as admin, then the more I can put on the FAQs page and help you. We want you to be able to use the school easily. It's not that complicated. It's just a strange environment that you're not used to. But I've had to learn it. John's had to learn it. John's still a little bit lost.
I get lost at moments.
Yeah.
But remember as well that on the landing page for the school, there is a link
homepage.
On the homepage for the school, there's a link to navigation.
I think we might have to redo that because you made that before we actually launched the school, and I think that you and I have both got a lot more experience on how to navigate people.
And maybe we can make it more clear and more simple.
Okay, so for example, all subscribers to Nemeta, so that includes full members who pay and people who subscribe to Planetary Tantra, unless you enroll in a course, so you have to click on, you go to the landing page of Planetary Tantra, and on the side of the landing page, there's a blue button that says Start Course. Unless you click on that, you're not going to be able to see anything in that course.
Except the landing page you're on.
Yeah. So once you click on that, then all the units will come up. You can see everything that's been put in Planetary Tantra. And it's the same behind the paywall. Unless you enroll on a course, click Start Course, you're not going to see anything. That's the first thing. Secondly, when you go back to the school and you've already started the course, you'll need to click on the blue button, which now shows as Continue Course, to go back to the material. And that's it.
I didn't know that.
Exactly.
Honestly. Because I go in as an admin and I don't encounter that.
Okay, so if you go to the FAQs page, it will tell you there's two different ways to view the units, which are the lessons that are in each course. So you can go and look at that. But the, for example, the Meneer is free for all. Everybody that has joined Nemeta can see the Meneer.
That's right. I'm looking at it right now. Here it is.
So the Meneer is the school notice board.
The current events update page, like a campus bulletin board where you that you find in the student union building. Entries posted in reverse chronological order can be found with the most recent at the top for fast access.
So everything that's been updated to the school is put on the Meneer. When that month is over, it then gets archived into a unit. But unless you enroll in that course, click Start Course, blue button, you're not going to be able to access any of the material that's in there. You're just going to see the landing page. Now, John is trying to, he's trying really hard to create things in Nemeta for the members who pay. And he's also trying really hard to create stuff for people who subscribe to Planetary Tantra.
Yeah, I can tap dance and chew gum.
No, you can't.
Okay. Well, I'm taking lessons.
So at the moment, we've only got 245 students who have enrolled for the Meneer. Out of the 600 plus people that have joined Nemeta, what's that, a quarter?
It's a third.
A third.
Yeah.
So when you do Start Course in the Meneer, then you'll be able to access the units, which is the archive material. So you've got the Meneer October 2018, the Meneer September 2018, the Meneer November 2018.
That's how it works. One final remark, because one person commented to me on the fact that the updates of the Meneer sometimes referred to new material that was only available to members. And so she said, well, why are you, you know, exposing the subscribers who are non-members to this material that they can't get to? And, well, it's not exactly like I was torturing you, or even teasing you. It's just it was convenient from a work point of view to put all the updates on the Meneer.
We're trying to keep it as simple
as
we can. And it all just has to go in there. And I'm sorry if you're not paying for all the material, but it's just how it has to be to make John's life as straightforward as possible for him to work on this school.
Exactly.
So if you enroll for the course of the Meneer, you start course, and then each time you go back, you press continue course, you'll be able to access the archive material. You'll be able to see what you've subscribed for, or you'll be able to see what you've paid for.
There you go. That's it. So you get it both ways. I think we've covered it. All right. Well, we will sign off for now and see you again a little later on in the Sacred Groves.